allinradio.com.
I put a laser beam on over. I'm probably riding around with a shooter. My bitch got a photo op in the holders. It's like rock, hallelujah. I hit my young nigga, he slide through on the scooter. Wiping everything out, especially for the molar. Human beings move a little differently for the goater. Sucker in your camp like a virus in your computer. Get to the money, that's what I do though. On that gelato, I'm out on Pluto. Diamond sweatpants, no suit on. I'm high like I got a parachute on. Big cuz, two go. Money like Steph Curry, just get a shoot on. I'm get to the bag, little nigga, what is you on? I got a back now. All my bitches back now. They say my head is doing bad now. We split ways and I'm glad now. Dribble jeans and make jays. They hit another stove. See, this what I hate. They bought all the turkey bags at the right. Hey, real trapper. Send a prostitute across the planet and lap her. Can't even imagine these millions I'm after. Lights in the cameras, but I am no actor. Used to have a crack, way back, chiropractor. Self-made, I was hell raised. Flew to Buffalo and got rich when the mail came. I'm quite get your bell rate. They come in and every single day was no drain. Hey, wait, over down to LA. Bought the Hermes for when the sale came. We might fail, but never going there, man. My business in Chanel and Velvet. Oh, I got bad. Yeah. Oh, I got a bag. They say, when that map, we should raise that bag now. I got a bag now.
AllInRadio.com.
AllInRadio.com.
Tried to raise me, but had too many babies. Papa was a motherfucking chill. To find a bitch cutting leech, you know, ain't a song. Damn, don't get it straight. My mama smoked so goddamn much when she was damn, so I ain't rich. And night I can't count this, as that's two ass our neighbors five deep. Staring at the wall, heard a scream. Wake up in the morning, see the blood in the hall from a murder scene. To ride this ass spot, try not to die, I take you to a ghetto nigga, smell a bar. On the corner, where the slinging crack, get out undercovers, jack those that don't watch, they back. I take them about the dope world. Take a buff from the blue, watch the soap swirl. My circles, boots into the blood. Tatching drugs, pumping sounds into the thugs. Don't run out of breath. Every step will be dead till you blast. Every last you left, then I'm close. Just cry, just ask why. And try not to die, so you ghetto niggas lullaby. Don't cry, just ask why. And try not to die, so I take you a ghetto niggas lullaby. The deuce full of niggas goes by. Thought I was tripping the second time they roll by. Recognize plates, the faces. Everybody's with their old nigga, that's not you. Don't make murder me, kill me in his sleep. Let me die as I rest in peace. In the seven deuce, I'm at 10 out the window, about to let it loose. What did I do for cover and red fire? Die, motherfucking die, hope your ass fry. Don't ask why, but I let off everything I had. An empty clip hit the ground as a nigga dash. On my ass, what's the motherfucking cops now? Barely breathing, trying to keep from getting shot down. Boot camps, and we breathe high. Still running like a nigga got nine lives. Don't know why, but I'm running to my fucking block. A shot, tired of running from the niggas and the cops. Time to be a ghost. Cry, just ask why, and try not to die. I take you a damn nigga's lullaby. Don't cry, just ask why, and try not to die. As I take you through a ghetto nigga's lullaby.
AllInRadio.com.
One, two, three, four. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, All In probably brings to you a tag team champions of the world. To my left, we got Red Line Reezy.
Red Line Reezy, go.
And myself, the boss, Sauce. Welcome to Sauce and Reason.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
West Side.
In your back, mouth. They, you know what I'm saying? How you doing it, bro?
In your forehead.
Yeah, everywhere.
It's like, how you gonna say it? Only like her.
Like, cool. Like, yeah. Hey, she's fine, though. I told you, I don't know how many episodes back ago. She's too much of a boss for me, though. I got to step my game up there. I don't know.
Who's she right now? Wasn't she with like some billionaire?
Well, then, well,
she was. I don't know. She's kind of like doing her own thing.
Come upgrade me, Reed. Come on. He's just the other way around, right?
She's like, oh, yeah, sure. What do you want?
Upgrade my life.
Damn, man. So what's up, man?
Same thing like last week, bro. Like, it's hard to freaking keep up with news, man. Like I was telling you, like, can we get like 1 week without red stuff? Like, please?
I feel like state or each city is trying to top the next city instead of like, oh, you can do some racist shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some racist shit for you.
I'm just like, when we have fun, talk about, just joke around about stuff on this show. It's like, that seems like months ago now, dude. It's only been what?
Yeah.
Like three, the last three episodes, it's been like this.
Yeah, because like, we're like, man, what else can we talk about? Because all we talk about is coronavirus. And
yeah.
Now it's like in the back.
It's like, can we go back to talk about coronavirus? That's like the least of our worries now.
So what, you still believe 5% is a hoax now?
I don't even know, dude. Like, I don't know what to believe. Like,
and fucking, what's his name? Dominic came out. He moved. I heard he moved his,
Yeah, because he had a few of his African Americans kind of disrespectful, so he decided to move it to the point.
What if he used it as a marketing scheme to be like, hey, I'm going to say it's June. It's going to be on Juneteenth, but then I'm going to get all these look, and I'm going to say what
that he is. Had to know, like, I said last week, I had to kind of read it. I mean, I always know about, like, Oklahoma, like, thing. I didn't know that actually was the Black Wall Street.
So they burned it
so
down.
Yeah, so it's Black, that's Black Wall Street slash. So you're going to do it on Black Wall Street slash on the day where, like, pretty much Texas, hella racist, because slavery ended, like, 2 years prior, and they were, like, one of the last states to actually, you know, go along with it.
You know why? You know he wanted to do a toast moment? Because of Black Wall Street. What's the key word in Black Wall Street?
Wall Street?
Yeah. What is it? No, not Wall Street. Just Black. One word. Nope. Wall.
Wow, I didn't get that.
That's what the main goddamn scheme.
Yeah.
What can we do to pull away from the China virus?
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't know, man. I'm losing hope in people. I just want to let y'all know I'm losing a lot of people.
It's scary out there, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, the people were saying that that dude hung himself out there in Palmdale.
And then, what, three or four days later, another dude is found hanging? Like, are we back in the 60s? Like, the hanging fool? I think it might also be when somebody got hung in Texas, something like that, too. I can't really confirm. I can't remember. Like, I told you, it was like, it's hard for me to, like, keep with, like, current events and stuff to talk about stuff. Because, like, everything I see is, like, racist. And, like, damn, dude. Can we just have, like, 1 week everything is cool?
So they have cameras all over the damn place. And you're telling me you can't pull the footage in front of Prince City Hall? You ain't got no footage to show?
Show me the footage. I personally believe no Black person. They already know the history of getting hung from trees. They may commit suicide. They may even hang themselves, but I don't think they're going to hang themselves from a tree. Unless he was doing it to be like, I want to kill myself, but I want to make it seem like it was some kind of hate crime. Like, no Black person is going to kill himself like that. They already seen the imagery throughout history of how they get down with that. So I don't believe it. No, I see climbing up the damn tree and hanging himself. I don't believe it. Especially less than 50 miles away, another dude is found hanging. Like, come on.
I feel like America don't really care about people getting hung. You know somebody got hung out here in San Jose, right? Last year on, like, Halloween, like, almost near Halloween.
Another Black person, I'm assuming?
You know what? I don't even remember what it was, but they put a damn mask on a person because everyone thought it was just a decoration.
What the hell?
To tell you the truth, I didn't even look into it, like, after, because I was just like, damn. So hella people just kept passing by, like, damn, that looked like some real, like, realistic decorations for Halloween.
You want to hear my crazy conspiracy theory I've thought of for a while?
Shoot.
Slavery ended in 1865, right? It took them a whole 800 years, 1965, for the civil rights thing. So my ongoing theory is, like, the way it's going, by 2065, finally going to probably consider Black people and all the people equal. So, like, another, I don't know how many years, 40 years or something like that, 45 years?
You said it was 100 years?
Yeah. Look it up.
Right. No,
1865. That's crap. When I saw it, I was like, that's because 1865 is exactly 100 years, 1965. I'm like, that can't just be a random coincidence. I think that was almost on purpose. Like, yeah, you're free, but we're gonna wait like another 100 years to kind of say that, oh, we should give you some rights. So I feel like by 2065, they're gonna probably be, hey, Black people, you're not 3/5 of a man anymore. You're human.
Look,
we're all equal.
I don't know. My lady told me about this, and it's pretty damn close. I don't know if it's 100 years, but they're close to another 100 years. From the Great Depression to now, how we're just losing all our goddamn money right now?
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's another 100 years.
Yeah.
So is that like the whole damn math?
Wasn't it like 19, like the 1920s or like 19, like 1918 or 19? Yeah, it's exactly 100 years. And like we're going through racist stuff like they're going through it. We're going through damn near segregation, I feel like, again, too. So it's like, what are we doing? Like, what is the point of history? Like, they say, like, you're supposed to study it and repeat themselves. Like, damn, that ain't working, apparently.
Yeah, well, everything's getting repeated. Just like everyone's trends of dressing up different type of ways with bell bottoms and all these other shit. Bring back everything. When I mean everything, bring it back. Everything.
It's, wow. Well, I mean, I guess the beautiful thing is, as of right now, neither of us have kids, because this is kind of like a crazy-ass time to be trying to explain stuff to your kids. Damn. Dude, I don't know.
Man.
Ghana, apparently, they got a thing where they're like, hey, Black people, if you don't feel sick, you can move out. I'm thinking about it. Next year, I might move out there.
Yeah, go over there. Go to Ghana.
Cause, I mean, so I can fit right in. Like, can I go to a place where I'm not just a Black person there? I just want to be a regular person. I just want to fit in. You know,
pull, is that where I go? Pull it up and just go fucking okay for a little bit.
Then everybody's like, it's American. You're not African. You know, I don't know where the hell I could go to be, you know, feel like I could fit in, or I could just blend in where, you know, I'm not sticking out like a sore thumb type of deal.
Well, my big ass can't go blending nowhere.
I was about to say you might have to go back to the islands and shit, but like,
I don't know, you talking about the islands? Yeah, but they kind of racist over there too. I was telling you over there, I don't even know where the hell the buffet was, and some lady just kept like just looking at me. I'm like, damn, you want my number done? Nope. Somebody was like, just got that look. Like, they got those.
The only time I really got those looks is like I told you. Her host parents loved me because like I also went to school with her host brother slash I actually met her mom. But I used to get the look from like the pole, pretty much the cops, like anytime, like pretty much using Brian and Mo Park. So anytime you go into those areas, I knew what time it was. So
what the hell separates Mo Park Atherton, that damn catwalk?
It's more of like Atherton used to be or after the 10 used to be Mill Park, you got a bunch of people was like, hey, wanna make our own house effort? Oh, yeah, I was part of Palo Alto, they had somebody to get her.
Oh man, streets of shit everywhere.
Yeah, dude.
It's like I think I was at Home Depot, or was it Lowe's? Me and my lady were shopping, and then we walked by this old couple that was a little bit away from their shopping cart. My lady passes by, they don't do nothing. I'm approaching the shopping cart just to get by so I can walk by.
Yeah.
And then he jumps over. Oh, excuse me. And he goes, moves his way to cover the person in the shopping cart.
Can you please be a little more what I'm looking for? Like, obvious about it?
Like, I was like, damn, Matt Lightoff, put you in the dust right now? Like, what the hell's your problem, dog?
No, you probably said something to him. Like, really?
Nah, I was really shocked, man. But I really did want to clothesline the shit out of the back of his head. That off switch, I wanted to hit that.
I don't know if I ever had somebody just straight out of women. Even when I was at Mill Park, also, obviously with. See, like a couple people catch drift, like definitely with me and my girl. I've never had anybody like clutch their purse because I never like was like downtown Mill Park or like Palo Alto and stuff. It was like me probably holding my girl's hand. So they're not gonna be like, oh, he's gonna rob me. Like, I'm with a white girl. What the hell? Like, I'm about to try to like attack you or something. But I mean, then again, you know me, a lot of times, like, I'm always in my head. So sometimes when I'm walking, my head's like, down thinking. So, I mean, if somebody did something, I probably wasn't paying attention anyway.
You know, you're probably looking down.
Yeah, thinking, son, so.
Yeah, I don't even have a beer right now. I'm gonna go get a bucket of dry ice cream and just be depressed on the couch and eat ice cream all day.
It's like that, right?
Let's talk about that Chappelle, man. How you like that Chappelle?
I told you, like, that was more of, like, commentary. That wasn't really, like,
It was more of, like, a speak. Like, you know, yeah. It wasn't a comedy special. No. I don't know why people are calling it a comedy special. No. Like, he should get somebody else. And because you never hear Chappelle tell somebody, oh, am I bored yet? Like, it's like only 2-3 minutes. And, it's like part of something that he's probably already
on. I guess he had a little funny because that was pretty much consciousness. And, like, I think, are you bored yet? Was kind of like a little nudge, like, oh, yeah, y'all used to me only telling jokes. Y'all want me to be serious? Okay, I can show you that I'm serious.
It's like that Doiner analogy. That was right on the money.
Who?
Doiner when he said
that black dude who was, like, killing cops? You told is that the guy?
The one that got cheated.
And they, like, killed themselves. No, he set that damn cat on fire.
But like that, man, like, he killed your cop, and then, like, 400 cops got robbed up ready. So now you look at the black community. You don't like person because he did some out-of-pocket shit and killed somebody?
I mean, well, also, he was exposing that it was the LAP was, like, corruption. That's what he did, and they fucked his ass. Like, oh, like, you're out of pocket, you're doing excess force. I can see what I'm going to do. So he goes to his house and tells the whole team to turn back on him, and they basically get to the point where they kind of fire him.
Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't a comedy spell. Yeah, he kind of like said Candace Owens pussy's thing, but.
I heard it.
That's Tom.
She tap dancing for him.
They lose all their tap dancing because he's being Kaepernick.
I can't stand him too with his fake ass wannabe a preacher voice. Get out of here. You killed somebody.
Like, I was waiting for that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to tell you, you killed somebody. Shut up. And I'm talking to the black person, so talk about back on my crime or something. Who did you kill?
He shanked somebody, didn't he?
I thought he shot him. I don't know.
Whatever it was, he ended their life.
Yeah.
And then he did the dance when he left the car, right?
he probably was bojangling out here, man.
Bojangling. You want to just jump into the segment?
We might as well.
We're going to jump into the high Q segment. That's what highly questionable things that's around us besides racism.
Yeah.
So let's just take you a left turn on this, go down on Elm Street. And I came up with the, you know, the pretty much the idea of that.
Yeah, you fucked me up.
Freddy Krueger is a pedophile.
And I can't deny it either. And Freddy Krueger is, like, you know, like, you like Michael. Freddy Krueger is a guy. Because I thought Freddy was like this crazy concept that, like, everybody has to go to sleep. So that's Freddy Krueger scary.
Yeah, I thought some shit.
But then he was like, you're reminding me, like, yeah, basically, you can't have little kids.
Yeah, like, the bathtub scene. She's sitting in the tub, that kid, and he had to come with between her legs, man. Yeah. And he's like, the other pocket scene. What's the deal? She's on the phone, and she's like, oh. And he's like, and then there's something down the phone, trying to, like, lick her mouth.
Then, like, he's just like, a hassle girl was naked, like, or something. Like,
shit, man. I'm trying to see if trying to cancel get Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I mean, we might have to, bro. Like, I'm actually afraid to go back and watch him and stuff, because, I mean, I was watching him as a kid, but I'm like, damn, he really. When you said that, I was like, bro, I don't even want to really talk about that. Freddy Krueger was my guy, but I can't support no pedophile, bro.
It goes on and on. I think it even happened like in part two or part three. And then she just dies. And then his one of his lines was that he did. You
fucked. Wow. I'm about to go back and watch him. Damn, I didn't know he was a pedo.
I mean, somebody can like prove me wrong. I mean, you tell me if a guy listen to that shit that starts from down. He do all that shit.
Well, yeah, he was made every movie was after kids.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the same thing. I was borderline Jason too. Because they had a fucking what is it? What is it? Camp, a Crystal Lake or something
Crystal
like
Lake,
that?
Crystal
yeah,
Lake.
That's like a camp, like a. That's like a. Well, I guess they got adult camps, but I remember going to camps like when you're like a teenager and stuff. So he's basically watching these kids have sex. And he's like, practice safe sex. You know what I'm saying? So like, what the hell?
Yeah, I think if you zoom the camera out and show the lower body of Jason, he's over there beating off in his cover.
Yeah. What the hell?
I don't know, man. I don't know about Jason, really. I don't know. I just think he's just a psychopath, man. Isn't he just doing whatever his mom's telling him?
Well, it started off like that, but then he became like a demon or some crazy shit like that, where it's like, you can't kill him. Like,
They really messed him up. They put him in space. That Jason X, they put his ass in space. No one watched that.
They started running out of ideas, basically.
He looked like he was the top boss at a hockey game, like goalie. It's like, dude, that's a little bit too much, man. Like whoever paid to go watch that damn movie, you probably paid to watch Human Centipede. All that movie was
That movie was stupid. Like, where, like, they really, like, they sold, like, the mouth to the ass or something.
The ass.
So when he took a crap, he basically was eating his own crap to crap it. I don't know.
I mean, if he was in any position in that centipede, you had to be the one in the front. Because you don't have to eat shit.
Yeah, like, who the hell comes... These are probably the same people like that have weird ass fetishes and stuff, dude.
But
like,
who the hell goes to a group of people and be like, "Hey, look, I got this idea I want to pitch. Listen, this is how it goes." Like, and they're like, "Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we'll keep in touch. We're gonna look over the whole screen, right, and then we're gonna give you a call."
That same motherfucker like to grow up. Shout out to my homie Derek, bro. You saved me because they tried. I think it was him. Like, they tried to play me to watch it, and he was like, "Nah, bro, you don't want to watch it." And he described it to me. So, thank you. Oh, you don't have to watch this. I was fighting fools in college. Like, bro, you really have to watch this.
Hey, they were pretty though.
I don't give a
fuck. They're pretty, man.
Nah.
And then they got pretty nasty. But,
yeah,
you know.
Nah.
It was...
People went to some, pun intended, people were into some weird shit.
Yeah. So, yeah. Usually it's a shit.
Yeah, nah. I don't get it.
What else other horror movies? I mean, like Mike Myers, there's no direct on him. He just killed.
Well, he saw his sister. Didn't he kill his sister? Like, he saw his sister have sex.
No, she was just naked. She was
he was like, "I don't like titties! Die!
But yeah, he shanked her up when he was like, damn, how old was he? 7? Might have been 9.
Yeah, I just thought of something. Like, Michael Myers, Jason, and Freddy are all like sexually, they're, what do you call them? What's that term you use? They're incels? Is that what you call them?
No,
they're all sexually repressed, it seems like. That's like an ongoing thing. They're all repressed.
No, I'm not trying to be biased, but I don't see any emotion. There's nothing with Michael Myers. Of course, you see all his emotion.
Yeah.
But like, Michael Myers has less emotion than the Terminator. Man.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll take Michael Myers out of here. I would say, no, Jason, it was like, always a setup, like it's always some kids having sex, having sex at the camp, and then like that was like an ongoing like one movie drops the top, like it's always like some young kids having sex, followed by the young kids getting killed.
It's like Freddy Krueger, just like Kilkey.
Yeah,
he's a young kid.
Speaking of Mason, like you think if you had like the fucking power to possess people, like why is he going after this one boy? Like you had a hella other kids that you could have got easily, but he's like, no one. What was his name? Tell me something. I can't remember his name. It was
something. I don't know.
Like, why is he going after this one kid? To the point like. Like, one of them body, but remember, like, towards the end, like, he was a dope. I think by that time, almost one of them, but then I think he went at, like, some black kid or something like that. Like, just went a black kid. I hate to say it like this, but that's how it is. You don't have to butcher, you know, from the end. They come in, they black, we care.
Oh, how about Candyman? You remember Candyman? You know what? I never really got into Candyman, but was there anything creepy with him besides the damn bees and shit?
I would rewatch Candyman. I heard it they're back.
Yeah, they already dropped the trailer for it.
Isn't it the dude,
Jordan Peele?
That's his name?
Well, he's a producer or directing it, but. He's bringing back Candyman.
Yeah, I think the dude who's supposed to be playing Blade or something like that's gonna be Candyman.
Ooh, Wesley Snipes?
No, like, they're doing that was some bullshit. Wesley Snipes did prison time for tax evasion. That's wow.
Why not? At least he didn't have syphilis when he had tax evasion, like Al Capone.
I'm just saying, like no criminal record. His lawyer or whoever the hell it was trying to help him, you know, get some discounts. So they should have. His action went too. Help him like these stuff like that. He does prison time for that.
Well, he fits the description. He's
black. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only description.
What else can we throw in there? Hellraiser? Was there anything weird with Hellraiser? I know he has some sexual crap.
Yeah, Hellraiser was kind of hard for me to get to. Like, I watched him again.
How the Leatherface. He was a dude, but he put on women's face. What is that?
Was that Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw.
That was supposed to be based off, is that true? That's supposed to be based off a true story?
That's what I heard, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That sounds like realistic because you got people into some weird stuff. So I could actually see somebody I think there's been people that did that, right? They scam people and then they wear their faces.
Yeah, they're called Nazis. Remember the Germans did that shit. They made lampshades out of them.
For real?
Yeah. They skinned them and made lampshades out of them.
Well, isn't this Germans? Like, damn, what's his name?
Who?
What is it? Nazi term?
I thought you said Nico.
No. What? For like Nader, apparently, they skinned him and they, like, lampshades out of his body after they killed him.
Fuck, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Man, I got a lot of fans. Yeah, man. I got a Freddy Krueger.
I was gonna get the Freddy Krueger one, but I don't know.
Remember, I posted a video, this Freddy Krueger video, Friday the 13th, and the TikTok deleted it. So wow. It doesn't meet our community guidelines. I'm like, what? Oh, what I gotta do? Wear a thong and shake my ass like everybody else out here?
What the hell?
It's like, damn, you got Lizzo out there shaking her ass.
Oh my God, can we cancel her, please?
You party tribe, and they'll say buffering because our ass is elevated.
She's big. She don't have no ass. Like, that shit's flat as a board, dude.
She just got big, flat ass.
Yeah, flat for real. You black. I understand. You're supposed to have ass. Hashtag racist. No, I'm saying, like, what the fuck? I don't get it.
Oh, man. Who else can we get fucking targeted on the horror movies, man? Is there anybody else?
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head right now. Mine was, like, Chucky. Or a Child's Play, and like I said, Fred Group was the scariest to me because, like, everybody has to go to sleep.
Yeah, it was a good concept, man. Yeah. Until I thought it real hard, and I was just, damn, this dude a pedophile.
And until you broke that to me, was that yesterday?
I mean, it's still a scary as concept, so yeah. I fall asleep and go in nightmares and then see Freaky Freddy come through.
Yeah. I remember as a kid, I happened to be like, no, he can get me.
I'm touching you with the balls?
Yeah. Freddy got me. He me too me, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what movies out there anymore. There's not really a lot of slash killers anymore, man.
No, I mean, because now they don't went to gore. Like, it's like over abundance of, like, gore.
Gore and then supernatural touch with The Grudge or something.
Yeah. I wasn't really a big fan of The Grudge either.
I actually liked The Grudge. I didn't like The Ring.
Yeah, I give you that.
The Ring was kind of, to me, I thought The Ring was goofy.
The stupidest one was, even though it's not really a horror movie, Final Destination, because it was like, you could kind of almost die, but it's like, it doesn't matter. If it skips you, it's going to come back to you. And so there's no way to get out of it. It was like, that one's a crazy.
How many did they make, man? It was like 7? 6?
Something like that. After like number 3 or 4, I was like, it's no point to watch it because it's going to continue to happen. So.
Oh, Jigsaw. Saw movies. But he wasn't no pedophile or nothing.
That first one was, weirdo. I remember going with my girlfriend at the time. That first one was boring. That first one had.
You didn't like it?
The first one, no. Maybe because. Usually after movie night, me and her used to, you know what I'm saying, get busy. So our part was more like, hey, I'm ready to get some action. Fuck this movie. We could, you know what I'm saying, watch this shit sometimes.
When you say busy, do you mean chasing down the street?
That was a one-time thing, no.
Let's see how much stamina we got before we get down to business.
Well, Iron Man, I mean, I'm not young anymore. Like, she can tell you sometimes, I'm damn near, well, yeah, once I was pushing like 2 hours. I'm like, did you get yours already? Yeah, okay, I'm fucking tired.
2 hours?
Yeah, I used to be Iron Man, bro. I don't know.
What the?
I swear to you.
What are you trying to do? You trying to go longer than the Scarface movie? What the
It was a mental. It was, I don't know how the fuck I don't think I could do that now, but it was like a mental about it. Like, I just remember, like, for me, after like or something, like, did you get yours? Yeah. You sure you're tired? Like, I remember just before the push position, my RV shaking. I'm like, okay, we got to stop.
I heard people that cocaine go on forever. I'm not saying you're on cocaine. Nah, but I'm saying,
unless she was Viagra and I didn't know it or some shit. I don't know. I was just Iron Man.
She probably did pull a Bill Cosby. Reverse Bill Cosby on you.
I mean, she did always, when we go to Starbucks, here, drink, like, I don't want to try doctors and shit. First time I went to Starbucks, and stuff with her. But, like, I think it was, like, a mental, because I used to, like, mentally, like, okay, I'm not going to fast. So I used to kind of, like, my head.
I'm not going to come fast.
Yeah, my first time.
I'm not in first place. Hold on.
Yeah, like, my first time ever, say, I was, like, 20, 30 minutes. It wasn't a, like, first sexual experience. I told you, I ain't going to mention that. Remember I told you about, like,
oh, you did
a blowjob. Like, that was quick as fuck. That was, like.
Damn. So, pun intended, you did a whole episode of Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory, goddamn.
Damn.
Yeah.
All
right, yeah, man. I don't think I'm Iron Man anymore. Yesterday, what?
What do you think you are now?
I don't know. I've been out of the game for, like, the last few years. I don't know. It's going to be quick, fast. I'm the first girl. Hey, this first round don't even fucking count. Like, you had to let me get a take, too. Count the first one. Hell no.
Probably awkward right now. You just ready to just explode.
It's gonna probably be like, I'm gonna probably be like, your gonna tell you, like, oh, he did it. Oh shit. I might have to do something about Mary, you know what I'm saying? Now, I think that's what I used to do, so I'd be all graphic. You gotta start the chamber first, then when winter house and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm Iron Man. Yeah, that was probably like my skill while I last so long. It was like,
oh, you're like a bodybuilder. You think you do like 10 fucking push ups and go out there onto stage, you're gonna look a little bit more ripped?
No,
so
you
go and you rip one out.
Yeah, you get the first one out the clip real quick. So then when you're on round two, it's
she's gonna be like, "Who else you fucking drum? Who else you fucking?" That's what she's gonna be like.
No, I mean I'll hop in the shower and shit. Cause girls, she never did that shit. But I know girls who with a boyfriend, like boyfriend, like, no, we smell your dick. Like, we've been fucking. Like, she never did no weird shit like that. Like, yeah, I was only giving it to her, so hell.
Yeah, if you're smart, you usually gotta lay on the wall where your neck is at the corner of the edge and your legs go up to the wall and let your legs fall over it, then you can smell your own dick. That's a little,
Or you could just fucking hop in a fucking shower, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Well, I'm just.
Hell no. <I'm> just...
All right. Well, that was pretty much it. I didn't have nothing else. I'm not trying to say you got to cancel Fred Krueger, though.
Yeah, you don't know. If you want to. I'm going to have to side-eye watch him now. Like, bro, what the hell?
Side-eye pink eye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's just jump
in. I would say, while we're into pedophiles and other shit, you might as well continue.
Should we just jump in? I was going to do the sponsor real quick.
Oh, shout out to sponsor. My bad. Go ahead.
Then we can jump into all the craziness of what's going on. All right. If you're tired of listening to your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend, you can just pick out their native cheese. They don't talk back. You know, clean your own booty. You want to pick them duck. Pick it up. Native Frenchies on Instagram. That's bait_native_Frenchies. The award winning dogs, family owned business. Come on, who doesn't like dogs?
Yeah, and some of the quickest ways, like, to actually get a girlfriend or boyfriend is with your little cute little dog. And hey, let our dogs play. Like, hey, yeah.
Like, what kind of dog is that? Oh, yeah, so you want to? I mean, like, he's a French bulldog. So I'm still going to my bad. I'm usually an Iron Man at this.
Fuck you, just throw that back.
Well, they're French, native Frenchies. That's bait_native_Frenchies on Instagram. And
Sauce and Reed sent you.
Yeah. Support locals out.
Mofo.
So let's just jump to our next segment. Wrap it up.
Stay safe, kids.
Really stay safe, kids. Stay safe, kids. Kids. So, Chris,
his former homie. Oh, I don't know how you feel now.
I feel the same. Man. I'm still.
Yeah, go ahead, run it, bro.
So Chris D'Elia was pretty much caught pursuing underage women. It was down to 16 to 17. Of course, 18. And so that's all over Twitter. Hella, canceled his ass. He's all asking them about cuddling. He's telling them, hey, let's make out. All the weird transcript you see on NBC, he said it pretty much.
Yeah, what is that term, grooming them?
Yeah, he was grooming them, man.
You know, Sam is like in New York. Why don't you want to be dating, like, messing with little kids? Like, yeah.
Like Drake did that shit. He brought somebody on stage. He's going to be kissing on her and kissing her on the forehead. But she's 17, because I guess in Canada it's cool.
Yeah, no.
But it was weird, dude. Like, hey, man, I'm the cringy up. Like, what do you
I don't know. Yeah, no.
Yeah, man, like, Chris Lee just had a kid. His special just came out not long ago.
I haven't seen it, and I don't know if I want to see it, bro.
Yeah, what's that? And Brandon Schaub was like crying, dude.
Legitimately
crying? Yeah, he's legit crying. And Brian Kimmel was talking about it, and he kind of pretty much just said, I'm always safe to say, well, I'm like, he said it's unpopular to call him his friend, but that's who he is. That's his friend.
Yeah. I mean, I love all my homies. You know what I'm saying, like, I could tell you my best friends, but if you on some shit like that, bro, I don't know if I could still consider you a friend.
So I don't know, man. I don't know if this is hard. I don't know how real this is. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, he's guilty until proven innocent. But I'm like, yeah, man, but this is a lot of messages, man.
Yeah.
This
and
wasn't
it looked,
just
it looked
like
from legit social media accounts. Like, something all the way back from, like, 2000 and I don't know what it was. His name, like, you could be Photoshopped, but, like, bro, like.
It was a lot of messages.
First smoke is usually fire, like.
And it wasn't just saying girl. It was hella girl.
Hella.
Like, I got tired.
That was me, too. I'm like, cause I remember, like, I had seen it, and I sent it to you, and he was like, yeah, bro, I was about to. And I'm like, hey, really?
Hello, man. Like you said, I listen to his podcast, I watch his comedy specials, and I'm like, dude, I didn't want to look. Usually he drops an episode, he ain't nothing there.
No, yeah. Like he was 40 trying to, like.
I think he's 40 right now.
Yeah, and he's 16 years old. Like the one that I seen, he's like, oh, I'm 70, oh, that's too young. But then he still continues to match it. Yeah. I don't know if he, like, I think he, like, waited, like, 6 months or something. I don't know if his love was like, hey, here, and then she got you when you're 18.
He hollered at another girl that was 13, man.
Yeah. What are you doing? When we gonna hang? That's some shit that I said, like, we're young, like 18, 19, like, when we gonna hang?
I think the mindset is, I gotta talk like I'm a teenager. See if it'll process through to a teenager. Like, if you're to, like, a 4-year-old, you're like, losing like this.
Yeah, it's like, bro, like what can you possibly be attracted to by a kid?
I mean,
like,
a kid. Yeah, I feel
you, yeah, so, like, even, like, if you're twice their age, like, bro, like, what do y'all possibly have in common? You know, like, or something? Like, what the hell?
Are they both, like, Fred Krueger?
real, dude, like, I don't know, like.
Like I said, man, I really like, dude, I liked all his comedy and all that, but now I feel like if this comes to be like shit, he said he might be right, didn't even do any of this.
Yeah, like, I didn't really fully read it, but, like, Tim Z, like, he had some rap something saying this is all blah, 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 like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, of course he's gonna, you know, disregard the whole thing or
like, say it's false. Like, I don't know, can't think of the term is right now, like, basically, one chick, she said that she used to think that was funny until she realized she got older, like, hey, that's actually kind of perverted, like,
yeah.
Cause she said she used to tell it as a joke, like, at a party, like, hey, yeah, he tried to get at me when I was young, and then, as she kind of got older, was like, hey, that's actually a problem. And then when she told it, another girl told it, and it was like, snowball effect. That was the term I was looking for. Where, like, she was like, I've been said fuck Chris D'Elia. I've been saying it for years, but it was like, once a homegirl said it, and it kind of got big, it was like, you see what I've been talking about? I was like.
And you know what's crazy? I don't know if you watch the show on Netflix called You. His character is a pedophile.
I heard about that.
Yeah, like I actually watched seasons. I was gonna be on season 2 of my show. I actually watched the beginning just so I can watch season 2 beginning because I thought he was cool. And that's gonna be play pedophile.
Wow. Well, that all the other was. What the term called Michael actors method acting? But really, you feel me? Yeah, and that's what the one thing is, like irony or the irony of him playing pedophile when he basically was.
Yeah.
I don't know if
maybe it was research.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I'm like. Remember how I said, like, one of our episodes, like, that's why, like, I said, besides, I hate Sam's dad, because remember, like, you were giving me shit, so you're out of that, like, no, my white dad, man.
Well,
you know, like, beside him and maybe my grandpa, Pac, you know, as well. I didn't really have any role models, because, like, if you did deep enough, they always fucking let you down. Here's another example. Oh, he's a pretty funny guy. He liked Tupac, too, so it was, like, some kind of bond in there, but I'm like, if you a pedo, bro, like, no.
Yeah, man. Poor Chris D'Elia.
Fuck Chris D'Elia.
Poor kid, man. I don't know.
I mean, I guess we
figure out. We'll see where we'll hold
the right to, I guess, to fully judge him. But as of right now, it's not looking good, homie.
Nope. And
while we're on that, homie, we might as well get to him, too.
While we're on that, Danny Masterson, if you know who he is, if you watch the show.
He was the one with the fro.
He was the main dude, with the free fro with the shades. And he is being charged with rape by multiple women now.
Multiple.
Can you believe that? Sam.
And just let you guys know, you can be married, you can be a boyfriend, girlfriend, you still can rape somebody. If a girl is your wife, she don't want sex with you and you force her, it's still, you could be fucking married for 20 years. It's still rape.
Too, some people that,
yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's still rape. If she says no and you still try to pursue it, and force her, it's rape. You could say, you could be married, it's still rape. I don't care.
I forgot who said, man. Who was it? It might have been. Damn, dude, I forgot who it was. I think it might have been, it wasn't a celebrity, it was probably a serial killer or something, that he was married to somebody for hella long and wife was just all like, I'll just lay there and be sex. And
no,
I didn't want to do it.
I mean, like, who the hell gets like. Anytime, like, I had a girl's like that, like, well, I had times where, like, girlfriends, like, they say some shit, they put out of the mood. I'm like, nah, we not gonna. Really?
I'm her man.
No. Like, more, like, I had them, like, get mad. Like, really? You're not gonna give me, you know what? I'm like, nah.
I'm ready to buy stuff right now.
I'm like, nah, I don't wanna do it anymore. You said some out of pocket shit. So, I mean, yeah, but, like, anytime, like, girl ain't feeling it, you know, I don't have to ask twice. Okay, well, fuck it.
Yeah, dude. And
I got my hand, goddammit. I'll be right back. You really gonna do it? You ain't giving me none, goddammit.
And I thought he was actually a cool one out of the whole 70 show. But then, in the behind the scenes, everybody was saying that, what's his name, was a more of a headache, Eric Foreman,
Topher Grace, yeah.
Yeah, everybody was saying he was hard and difficult to work with. Well, you know what? I think it's probably better to work with that guy than this other dude over here raping everybody.
Yeah, and you know how he was covering it up, right? Because of Scientology.
He's a Scientologist? Oh, yeah. Is that why she got after? I didn't read the whole. So
what is her name? I think she's cute too.
Leia, the one from she used to be like on King of Queens.
King of Queens, yeah.
She was pretty,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Wasn't she in Who's the Boss? Wasn't she like that was Alyssa Milano.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. She also was in a few episodes of Saved by the Bell. I used to watch Saved by the Bell.
Alyssa Milano was in Saved by the Bell?
No. The Leia, I can't remember what her name is. Leia. What the hell, Rhymes or something?
I always thought she was she had a RBF. What was that? Resting bitch face? Like, the way she is, she's pretty.
Yeah.
But she has, like, a resting bitch face, man.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't hating. Sometimes you want that type of face, you know what I'm saying? Because those are the ones that could probably break you off, you feel me?
I'm cool, man.
Iron Man. No, I'm saying, keep saying like Iron Man. No, I'm saying.
Fuck, man. But, yeah, this dude, man, Danny Masterson, can't believe it. But.
Yeah, people were told, like, they're bringing up charges from, like, 20 years ago. Like, rape is rape. There's no statute of limitations on rape.
Oh, they probably thought if it's over 18 years, like, the legal age, then after 18 is cool.
Yeah, no.
Damn.
See, remember, that's why I even told you, like, I learned from Tupac, bro. Like, keep my hit list low. I'm asking you multiple times you want to do this shit because I'll be damned if a girl ever try to lie and say that I raped her. Hell fucking no. I don't get down like that.
Man, I'm always trying to be careful what I do, man, because I'm a big-ass dude.
Hell yeah. No, it's quite simple. If she's like, nope.
I don't even want to yell at my lady in public because I know everybody's going to look at me like I'm Chris Brown.
Yeah, no.
Well, and by Chris Brown, I mean I'm just going to dance and bust a move and then let everybody forget what the hell just happened.
kiss. No, it's fine.
But, so Danny Masterson, I don't know, man.
Cancel that motherfucker.
Gone.
Goodbye.
All right, move on to the next one.
Yes.
No more rape. This is no more raping, all right? Well, it's kind of raping of people's, but yeah, you'll see. Anyways, NBA players are deciding not to play when the season continues. Season meaning the playoffs. And players are like Kyrie Irving, Dwight Howard, and he's on the Lakers.
Yeah.
And who was on the Lakers who wants to play? LeBron James. But, you know, like Patrick Beverly said, LeBron wants to play, we all gonna play. And that's just kind of the shitty thing about the whole thing. Because I understand, I understand the flip side because you got all the young players and they ain't making the same money like LeBron and everybody else. So I understand they want to play to make that money. But to me, LeBron is putting the championship ring higher than the actual cause of what's going on right now in society. Everybody see it. It's on social media. It's on news. It's on every channel right now. And I feel like he should not play and just hit and focus on the cause right now, what's going on with Black Lives.
Yeah, because like I was telling you outside, they mainly use Black people for like remember Pac, like that video you put up of Pac, like they use Black people for their entertainment. Yeah. Now is not the time to be entertaining and shucking and jiving, basically. Yeah. It ain't time to just shut up and dribble, basically. It's not that time anymore.
I feel like LeBron should do that because if Muhammad Ali can do it and he had his belt stripped from him after he just defended it and they was
in
gonna
his
throw
prime.
Yeah, in his prime, and he was gonna throw his ass in the slammer. Well, he didn't serve no time, but he lost a lot.
3 years of his career. His prime.
Yeah, he had to go fight in another country just to go get, you know, his championship belts. Why? Because he wasn't getting treated like he was supposed to get treated in his own damn country. Which I understand, like he didn't want to fight for Vietnam. And he had a great, what you call it? What was that word? Anyways, what he said was pretty much great, and it was saying, why do I need to go fight for our country to go fight Vietnam and kill them? Because they never called me the N-word.
Yeah.
And it made complete sense. Where did Vietnam learn this N-word? They got it from America.
Yeah.
So.
And just to come back and just still get treated like shit?
Exactly.
I mean, you heard, like, there's hella cases of guys coming back from, like, World War II, and they was lynching fools still. It was like, oh, thank you for serving the country. Hang in this tree. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to fight for freedoms for people there when you come back that you don't even have. That's crazy.
Your own government assassinates Malcolm X and assassinates Martin Luther King, and then they want you to go on the front lines and fight for this country.
They were out of pocket. They assassinated him. They assassinated JFK. They got his brother. They were just, what is that, 60, what is it, 64 through whatever the hell year was? Like, they were just popping everybody, killing presidents, killing his brother so he don't become president.
Yeah, you got the guy leading the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover.
Racist.
Yeah. So he's out there. He's pretty much the whole thing behind the brains behind the whole scheme of killing Malcolm X. So you can't blame people who don't want to fight for this country if they got to go fight and then come back here and they still got to fight.
Yeah.
So I don't know. In my opinion, if it was me, if I was LeBron, I'm going to be like, you know what? I ain't going to play. But I know the NBA going to be able to continue to the playoffs because we're shutting this down. But I got a couple of demands, and they should go through with a couple of demands, man, and be like, this is what we want. We just ain't going to just play. We ain't going to play, but we want this also.
Like I was saying to you outside, I'm like, if after every game he's like, oh, yeah, I don't really care about the score, but we want to talk about social issues. If he's, like, using the platform to keep, like, drilling into people's head, okay, play. But if he's going to wear, like, an I Can't Breathe shirt or something, that ain't working. That ain't the time for that anymore.
Yeah, because he said he can play and still voice his, you know.
It better be every freaking after every game. Like, yeah, so yeah, we won this game, but I want to talk about this. It should be every after every game.
I think he's just scared of the sacrifice he's gonna get hit with, like Kaepernick and then Muhammad Ali and then Joe Louis, dude. Joe Louis, when he was boxing, he used to put hella money into the wars, donating hella money.
Yeah.
And then he went broke. And he went broke because the government told him the money he gave the government to supply for the wars, we're gonna have to tax you on that money.
Are you kidding?
Can you believe
me?
That?
I didn't know that.
And then Joe Louis ends up being broke because, come on, man, he just gave you all that money, and then you want to tax him on all that money. Yeah. So it's just like it's just history, man. And people probably think, oh, that was a long time ago. It ain't that long ago, dude.
No.
We just told you what the hell happened 100 years ago. 100 years ain't that long.
No.
So
that's probably at the most 2 generations.
Yeah. But I don't know, like, I don't really like Kyrie Irving. I'm not a big fan of Dwight Howard, but I am a big fan of their stance right now.
I heard that Kyrie was, like before he took this whole stance of not wanting to play, it was more like some kind of situation where he thought he was going to get to go to, what he's trying to have it at, Florida? He thought he was going to get to go to Florida, and they was like, no, you can't go. Then also he took the stance of, like, oh, we shouldn't play at all.
Oh, is that what it was?
I have to look it up. I think ESPN, Stephen A. Smith or something like that. He's like, I heard that, like, basically Kyrie thought that, you know, he could be able to go support his team in Florida. And when they were like, nah, you ain't going to be able to come, then he all of a sudden switched it up. And now he's talking about, like, the players should start their own league and all this other crap. I'm like, man, get out of here.
I don't know about all that.
Kyrie is a fucking flat earther, dude. Don't take anything he says seriously.
Yeah, I don't know about that part.
Yeah.
But, like, start your own league, dude. Ice Cube got his own league called the Big Three, and it's not doing that successful.
No.
But flat earther, man. I forgot all about him and this fucking frisbee earth.
Weirdo. Oh, before we forget, remember, like, one of the earlier episodes, I talked about that Mammy and Jemima.
You did, man. You did.
I called it. I said, it's a Mammy. And Jemima's gone. They're going to get rid of Uncle Ben, Miss Buttersworth. Who else? The Cream of Wheat.
Damn, not Cream of Wheat.
Remember, like, I was telling outside, I was like, the craziest thing for people to be motherfucking racist, they sure do got a lot of fucking products that have black faces on it. I never understood that. It's kind of like I was telling you, like, I used to ask my grandmother, I was like, the craziest thing I never understood was, like, white people are racist as hell, or like not all white people now, but like back in the day and stuff, like white people be racist as hell. They hate black people, but they'll go fucking tan. Does that make any sense? So it's like you hate darker skinned people, but you actually go tan yourself to look darker.
Yeah.
You go get injections in your lip to get big lips. You go get ass shots to get ass, like you basically, I guess you want to kill us off, but you want to look like us. I never understood that. Like Hulk Hogan, a racist, he darker than I am.
Well, he's like a reddish brown. I don't know what the hell is wrong.
No, he's like leather skin. That's what color he is.
Oh, he's leather face. Back to the Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, for real. So it's like, I never understood that. So it's like I said, Aunt Jemima, that's a mammy. I called it earlier. I was like, when are you going to get rid of that shit? Yeah, get rid of it. Get rid of Uncle Ben's, too. That's all racist looking shit.
I think I got Aunt Jemima's syrup at home, man.
Everybody does. Well, because ain't Miss Butterworth also black, too, or something?
I don't like how her syrup tastes, though. I don't like her syrup, man. Like, I love Cream of Wheat. Oh, damn.
Oh, they also, before we forget, they also took down, like we mentioned it last week, they took down the Christopher Columbus statue.
Oh, yeah, over there by Coy Tower in Frisco.
Good.
He was just, people forget, I don't know how people do that, man. He was raping people.
He's an idiot. He, like, that's what the term, like, I don't know, a little history lesson real quick. He was so stupid, he couldn't tell the difference between, well, I guess you call it Native Americans and Indians. That's why we call, I don't know if you guys are new, they used to call Native Americans Indians because this dumbass thought he had landed in India. He wasn't trying to go to America. He was trying to go to India. So he was like, hey, all brown people look the same. Indians, like, they got to be. Look at them. They're dark. They're Indians.
GPS is messed up, man. His compass,
yeah, and
man.
Like, yeah, you can't discover. So they'd be like me hopping in your backyard, like, "Hey, I discovered this." You're like, "Hey, motherfucker, get off my property! What are you doing?" "I discovered this. Let me put my flag down here."
Oh man,
you can't discover something if you're not looking for it. If you randomly like land on some shit.
And I heard he was even doing some out of pocket shit. He was taking kids and he was like auctioning them off for like slavery and like to be sexual slaves. And
they were like, "Doubt it."
No, yeah, he came out. Damn, I gotta find that excerpt on it. But yeah, he actually came out and he said it himself. He took like 9-year-olds or whatever, like somebody from like Spaniards or something, and then he put them out there to be auctioned off sexual slaves. Yeah, and they're kids.
I was watching some shit. I can't remember what it's from, but like how they used to do it to like. Remember, like, Frank said, I'm going to start using the term. Instead of saying slaves, the enslaved, that's a better, like, you've probably heard that term.
Yeah.
The enslaved people, black people, like, what they used to do is, like, they would get their bull, because they're racist. They used to breed black people. That's why I was like, I need to stop saying that, like, the whole good genetics. Of course I'm going to have good genetics. Survival of the fittest. Fucking Darwinism. Y'all basically was killing off the weak ones, so the reason why a lot of black people are athletic and all this other shit is because they were breeding us for that reason.
Yep.
And like I said, my family comes from the fucking South. They come from Mississippi. So I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's not that far removed. You feel me? So the reason why I probably still look like I'm in my 20s because generationally, like years ago, if I couldn't fucking do my job, where the fuck, they kill you off. So there you go.
Was it even Hitler trying to do something about doing some super breed?
Yeah. I remember I joked about that. I was like, the problem is America had them beat by like 200 years because they were fucking breeding the strongest men and women. So like, there you go.
Damn, Hitler, you should have just stuck to painting.
Yeah.
that was your other good hobby,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he should not have been so racist. I'm like, hey, black people, come over here. Yeah. I was trying to make a super race, but America was trying to do it already. What the fuck?
Last place in the race.
Yeah.
Well, that was the one with the NBA players. And that was pretty much it for the wrap it up segment.
Yeah, wrap.
Wrap that up. Yep. So we're going to wrap that up and go to the pole position. One time for the one time.
Go ahead, do that one. Do that one first. Go ahead. I want you.
You're the first one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Which do you prefer, chicken or beef?
racist.
Chicken was 43%, beef was 57%. How you like that?
I'm going to go with beef. I like steak. I like chicken. Don't get it twisted. I'm black, of course. But, I mean, I prefer a nice steak.
Trick question. You just like meat, and you just admitted you get...
No,
you know what? I'm going to go with beef. I'll do the same shit. But what's up with that aged beef?
I've never tried it.
You never heard? You ever heard of it, though?
I've heard it, yeah.
I don't understand. I was trying to figure it out.
Like, is it, like, dried or something for, like, hella years or something like that?
Something like that, so you get more taste. It sounds gay. Pause, you know, but you get more taste of the meat. You get more taste of the meat. But I heard it's, like, mold on it, and there's all this crap on it, but I don't know, man.
Nah, hell nah. See, in that case, I don't know about that.
Like I'll stick with the aged wine. I don't even drink wine.
I would stick with goddamn beef jerky, because that's kind of aged, like, damn.
You like that dry meat?
You just had to go there, huh? Yeah. Damn.
But chicken, man. Chicken is cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you like grilled chicken?
That's all right.
I know Pollo Loco, they'd be doing that grilled chicken out there.
Yeah, well, remember, my family's from the South, so they know how to make it every type of way, baked, fried, you feel me? That's what I miss. I miss the way that my grandma used to cook it. I think maybe my aunt could kind of do it the same. My mom was able to do it the same. My sister, I think, learned from my grandmother.
Did she have a name for the dish or just a recipe? Or
not particular.
Well, she just took it and said, nope, yeah. None of you guys will enjoy this delicious meal.
Well, my grandma wasn't with all that other weird shit. Like, we didn't do chitlins and none of that slave type of fucking shit. No, yeah. She didn't fuck with that shit.
Yeah, I like beef, man. And actually, I like chicken or beef if it's in top ramen. But they, to me, it kind of almost tastes the same, man, with noodles.
Yeah.
Or ramen or whatever, but...
Unless you put real, like, beef chunks in there. That's what my grandma would do sometimes, like, put some real, like, beef and stuff in there.
I remember I had, like, a 32-ounce steak at a Texas Roadhouse.
Damn.
Yep, they took my picture, they put it on the wall.
You finished the whole damn
steak? I finished the whole damn steak, and I actually ate whatever my lady had that was left over. She was like, you want that? I'm like, you know what? I'm still kind of hungry.
What the fuck? You know what I, like... Steak, well, over chicken, beef takes a long ass. Well, probably your fucking system, like, break it down.
Hell
like,
no. The next day, I was like, damn, I'm still full.
That's what I'm saying. Cause, like, yeah, like, that shit takes, like, they say, like, with I don't know how many hours or, you know, if you ate 30 hours, that shit probably was like, I don't need to eat
I was wounded. Like, when I went to a Brazilian steakhouse, I think it's called Pampas in Palo Alto, man, I ate so much, I didn't want to eat nothing the whole weekend. I just wanted to drink water.
Yeah.
I was done.
I mean, that's why I like steaks, but, like, steak, like my shit, steak, potatoes, and broccoli, but that's every once in a while. Like, it's not like an everyday thing, because like I said, I eat a fucking decent amount of this shit. I'm like you. I'm like, God damn it, can I do smoothies or some shit? Like, I still feel bloated. What the hell?
Yeah, I learned my lesson. So, yeah, I went with beef. For chicken, I don't know, man. I'm not, no pun intended, but chicken, I like Popeyes over KFC.
Same.
Real talk, man.
Yeah. That was us.
KFC is just hella fake to me, man.
Well, KFC, me and my sister used to get mad that our grandmother would get it from KFC, then come and bake it in the oven. And then I had it one time when she didn't do that shit, and that shit was slimy as hell. I was like, I take it back, grandma. All these years that you used to cook, it's like, yeah, they undercooked this shit. I was like, I'll never, never, never deny you again when you cook it. Because, like, yeah, that shit is slimy. You still had the veins and everything in there.
Oh, man.
No.
You know, people just sit there, like, if it's a drumstick, they eat the bone, too, you know?
No.
My dad be doing that.
Maybe I started recently, like, I don't know if it's healthy for you now, I start eating, like, the gristle part, but I don't do the, like, the bone and shit.
Like the bone, yeah, the bone, the, oh, bone I can't marrow. Eat the damn nerve, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do that shit. But, yep, we went with beef just like everybody else, or not everybody, but majority went with.
Yeah. Well. You only got one poll. We only got to dance one time on your ass today.
Yeah.
So you know what time it is. Follow me at Mr. Reeves. That's MisterRiez.
Follow me, Saucy Rogue, Sauce and Reason Podcast, YouTube, and on Instagram. Live a little, laugh a little more, y'all.
West Side.
Hit me. They're reacting. They only come and they come when they wanna. So get the morph truck and then bomb the corner. They don't care cause they stay paid anyway. They treat you like an ace that can't be betrayed. A no use number with no use people. If your life is on the line, then you're dead today.
latecomers with the latecomers. Treasure that's a body bag in disguise, y'all, I'll bet ya. I call them body snatchers cause they come to fetch you with an autopsy ambulance just to dissect ya. They are the king cause they swing amputation. Lose your arms, your legs, and them is compilation. I can prove it to you, watch the rotation. It all adds up to a fucking situation. So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Right here with the broken neck. He's a witness to the job never being done. He would have been in full effect. The late 911 was a joke, cause the y'all are joking. A day to talk until your life when it's broken. They need to be in the pawn shop on them. 911 is a joke, we don't want him. I call a cab cause the cow will come quicker. The doctors huddle up and call a flea flicker. Reason why I say that cause they flick you up like fleas. They be laughing at you while you're crawling on your knees or to the stream, so don't a limp. Thinking you are first when you're really are temp. You better wake up and smell a real flavor. Cause 911 is a fake lifesaver. So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown?
I'm all in.